Welcome to End of Life University Podcast, where we share real talk about life and death. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Wyatt, and today is a self-care Monday. If you have listened to previous episodes, you'll know that I'm taking the last week of each month off as a way to refresh and nourish myself and doing a little bit of self-care. So there won't be an interview this Monday. You'll have to wait one more week and I'll be back with a new interview then. But for now, I'd like to offer you a brief little self-care recording with a practice that might be helpful to you. So I hope you'll take advantage of this opportunity to do your own self-care and join me next week for another interview. Until then, bye-bye. Today, I'm talking about how to find little moments of joy each day. The reason this is an important topic for us to consider is because you are working in what is undoubtedly one of the most stressful fields in existence today. Just think about it. Every single day, you deal with patients and families who are facing the worst crisis of their entire lives. You're dealing with ongoing suffering, many challenges, oftentimes situations that you feel little prepared to manage. And the majority of people you encounter throughout the day are suffering themselves and not at their best, not able to relate to you in their best moment. And it falls upon you to be the person who finds answers to questions, who comes in and soothes anxiety and fear and anger wherever you go and brings relief for people's pain. But that is stressful. It takes a lot of emotional energy from you to play that role for other people. And the way to thrive in this kind of work, to avoid burning out and experiencing compassion fatigue, is to be able to constantly nourish yourself with little moments of positivity and joy. And these moments don't necessarily come to us automatically, though you may know some people who are perennial optimists, who are always positive, always looking on the bright side of things, always joyful. Most of us are not like that. Most of us have brains that are wired to notice the negative events of our day more frequently than the positive. And this is actually built into brain function, according to neuroscientists who've done research. Our brains have a negativity bias. And this comes from our survival instinct. The brain is wired to notice anything in our surrounding environment that could be dangerous to us, anything that poses a risk. So the brain is tuned in and looking for any type of warning sign that there's something wrong. And clearly, the brain finds all kinds of negative things around us every day. Those things come up all the time, just in ordinary life, but particularly when you're working in hospice, the brain finds lots and lots of negative, stressful, worrisome things to focus on. So that's the natural default state of our brains, to simply be noticing everything negative, everything difficult, everything stressful that's going on during the day. In order to stay resilient and to avoid burning out and becoming exhausted in our work, it's important for us to be able to counteract the negativity bias of the brain. That means we have to have an intentional practice of looking for positive, joyful events during the day. It might sound silly or simplistic, but it actually works really well. It's just that you have to have reminders for yourself to look for something positive, and you have to literally train your brain and your thinking process to start noticing things that are good or positive that are happening in your day. And those positive experiences could come from anywhere around you. It might be that as you're walking up to a patient's house, you see a beautiful garden with colorful flowers in it. It might be that you notice a cloud overhead that has a pretty shape to it. It might be that someone smiles at you and waves and says hello. Maybe you walk into someone's home and you smell chocolate chip cookies baking in the oven. Or maybe you have a particularly delicious cup of coffee in the morning that you really enjoy. All of these are tiny little positive moments in your day that, if you pay attention to them, you can emphasize in your own brain. You can create a memory around those positive experiences in your brain that gradually can help you outweigh the negative. So here's how you actually do that. The first thing is to begin noticing things. Begin looking around you for anything that's positive. So every time you change situations during the day, if you get into your car or out of your car, or you knock on someone's door, or you open your computer, each time something changes around you, train yourself to look for something positive that's around you in the moment. And there are actually millions of tiny positive things going on around us all the time. It's just that most often we don't pay attention to them or even notice them. So we need to begin to train ourselves, train our attention to spot these positive things. So as you're making this an intentional practice to look for something positive, the next thing you have to do is pause for just a couple of seconds and really notice this positive event. Say you're on your way home and there's a gorgeous sunset in the sky. Maybe you even, if you can, pull over your car for just a second. Or maybe you turn off the radio and you're driving, but you really take in the colors of the sunset. And you notice them as you're driving, and you stop and think about how incredibly beautiful it is, and how does this happen? How are the sun's rays being reflected and refracted in the clouds to create these incredible colors? You just stop for a moment, notice it, and then savor it. And it only takes a few seconds of really being present and attentive to this positive experience to wire it into your brain, for your brain to register that something good just happened. So you notice good things around you. You train yourself to pause for just a second or two and really study what's happening. Like I mentioned, if you smell the chocolate chip cookies baking, you take a big, deep breath, close your eyes, and just let that aroma sink into you, and even let it bring up memories of other times, happy times, when you've smelled cookies baking. When you see the garden, for example, just stop and notice all the colors and perhaps memories of other gardens you've seen or flowers that you've smelled will come to you as well. So you need to pause for a few seconds in order to engage as many senses as possible, and also emotions, positive emotions, when you're noticing the beauty or the positivity around you. And that's why it takes a couple of seconds to bring in all of your senses and to allow a positive emotion to arise. But as soon as you've done that, you've actually made a memory. You've created a little circuit in your brain of a positive experience. The more positive experiences you have throughout the day, the more you're gradually counterbalancing the negative, stressful experiences that happen during the day. So you're beginning to even out that balance a little bit. Now, as I mentioned, the brain has a negativity bias, so it actually prioritizes the negative experiences of the day. So you actually need even more positive experiences if you're going to outweigh the negative. And it takes a little time to get in practice to begin to train yourself to notice enough positive experiences during the day to overcome the negative. But here's something amazing that happens. When you begin to almost naturally observe positive things and then savor them and take them in, you can actually apply that positivity to the next negative thing that happens. You can carry it with you and carry it over, and it can actually soften the experience of negativity that happens. And once you train yourself to get into a more positive state and find more little experiences of joy throughout the day, you'll be better equipped to handle the really stressful circumstances that occur throughout the day. So, for example, say you're making a visit to a patient's home, and as you walk up the sidewalk, you appreciate the beautiful flowers growing in the garden, and you also feel the sunshine warming up your skin as you're waiting for the door to open. So you've already created a little store of positivity before you even enter into the door. And say the patient's daughter greets you and smiles and says hello and says, "I want to thank you for everything that you've done for my dad. It's been really helpful to us. Thanks for coming." You also store that up. Take that in. It's a positive encounter with a family member, and you need to focus on it and take it in. Bring it into yourself and let it sink in even to your heart that this is why you're doing the work, to help people. And when someone expresses their gratitude, that's huge. That's a huge moment of positivity and joy. So take that in, because you're going to need it later. And perhaps during that same visit, the patient's wife encounters you and is angry and upset because the pain medication you ordered didn't arrive as quickly as she thought it would, and her husband was in pain for a few hours while they waited for the medication to come. So during that stressful experience of encountering anger from the wife, you already have this little storehouse of positive feelings that you've accumulated earlier during the visit. That will help soften the blow a little bit of her anger. So at the end of that visit, what is stored in your memory is a mixture of some positive experiences and a negative experience. And this can keep you from spiraling downward into shame or anger yourself, or a feeling of not being appreciated or not being valued on your job, because you've paid attention to the positive experiences that were there and you have that positive evidence to tell you, "I'm doing important work. And yes, sometimes things go wrong, but on the whole, people appreciate what I do. Life is good. And I'm making a positive difference in the world." So that was just one little example of how you might store up the positive experiences in order to help you withstand the negative experiences that inevitably come along in this line of work. So let's look at it again. First of all, you need to increase your ability to notice the positive things that are already happening around you. And maybe there you'll have a way of reminding yourself. You could set a little notification on your phone that comes up every now and again that says, "Look for the positive," or "Look for the good." You could wear some kind of little bracelet or a ring or some kind of jewelry that's on you that always has a reminder for you. Notice what's good around you that will get your attention throughout the day. Or put a sticky note in your car or at your workstation on your computer that says something like that: "Look for the good, notice the positive," whatever will remind you that, "Oh, that's right. I want to constantly be noticing whatever is good around me in any moment." So noticing the good is the first step. And then pausing for just a moment to savor the good experiences and truly take them in with all your senses and allow your positive emotions to arise in that moment as well. The more you do that, this simple act of noticing the good things, savoring them, the more they actually become a part of you. You might actually find yourself becoming a little bit more optimistic or a little bit more like that one joyful person you know who always seems to respond in a positive way no matter what is happening. You might find yourself becoming a little bit more positive. And then ultimately, say you're contemplating your day at the end of the day and as you're summing up what happened, you can go back and revisit those positive moments that you observed during the day and make sure that they're really sinking into you and that in your heart, you experience everything good about your own life, your own experiences, your work, your colleagues, your patients and their families. Take it in, all of the good that's there, and reinforce it in your own heart that there's so much positive around us. There's so many good things all around us every day. And give yourself some credit for observing and noticing all of those good things. Now, you'll also be taking stock of the painful and negative things that happen during the day, but hopefully, gradually, as you do this practice more and more, you'll be able to fill your heart up with joy and love from the positive experiences, and that it will begin to outweigh the negative and also help you cope with the negative and not take it on as a big burden. Cope with the negative as just part of the day, just part of life and part of what happens every day, and not carry it with you as heavy baggage, but help you heal it in the moment and find positive ways to get through those negative experiences that are happening. So I hope that you will be able to focus your attention more and more on the good things and the joy and increase your own ability to see what's happening that's good all around us and to utilize those good things, nourish your heart, and give you strength and energy to carry on tomorrow with your work. So I hope you'll be able to find those little moments of joy wherever you go.